Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all have our guilty pleasure television shows, but it just so happens that Annie's guilty pleasure television show is Hot Garbage.
Yep.
But she is here to report on it every week, and we are here for her. Annie's obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Why she mad, though?
Annie's obsessed. Bachelor Edition.
As I sat on my couch, that was my grandparents from 1942. You can imagine how comfortable I am every week. I pour a glass of wine into my RBG glass and thought to myself, was Ruth ever in Batchy Nation? And then I quickly felt the feminism leave my body because Ruth would never subject herself to this. Or maybe it was her guilty pleasure too. I'm sticking to the latter. Last night was a doozy. We had bullying. We had boxing. We had hot air balloons. We had new blood. The episode started out with the ladies discussing Sarah's sudden departure and Victoria not knowing how to keep her mouth shut and decided to continue talking about her even though she was gone. Katie, the only one with a backbone, called her out for being a bully. And Victoria demanded an apology. Katie gave her the stiff arm deny.
Are you talking about today when you were calling Sarah names?
When I said the trash took itself out? I just would love an apology because
you're not going to get an apology.
You told me to stop when I wasn't done expressing myself.
Expressing yourself and name calling are two different things.
Well, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I can express myself with name calling when I choose to.
Oh. What? Oh.
But she wants an apology.
That's my girl.
Finish him.
Last night, my friends, we met five new ladies, even though there's still approximately 78 women, and I know two of them. Why not add a couple new faces? And these women held nothing back. First, my girl Brittany got out of the limo and said, I want to make up for lost time. An immediate makeout. Power moves only. My other favorite of the new girlies is Michelle, who in fact has Michelle Obama arms and Rosario Dawson's face, and I wish she would just date me instead of Matt James. The rest of the house was in for a rude awakening, and I, for one, dreamt of how terrible Victoria was going to feel seeing these new women walk in. One of the new ladies, Catalina, was actually Miss Puerto Rico and wore her sash and her crown as an entrance, which many of the ladies do.
Oh, wow.
And Queen Victoria didn't like that, and she decided to put her little grubby hands on Catalina's crown.
Catalina, come here. I would love to meet you.
Okay. I mean, I, of course.
Uh-oh.
I'll go over
Let's
there.
Get over.
Are you a former miss? Or like?
Yeah, so I'm Victoria, like the queen.
Okay.
And so I think I should have that crown, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, thank you.
She is so lucky. I am not in that house.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay,
hear
okay.
Me?
Come on, come on.
Fast forward to the group date, where one of the newbies, Brittany, who gave Matt James a tongue bath, shout out Kennedy, wanted to get some time with him and interrupted Anna. And this did not sit so well with Anna. So what does every mean girl do? She went and started spreading rumors about her.
Did I? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so shaken by the last
really
one.
She is entertaining men for money. Oh,
that's insane.
It's all like insane. No one's sending my profile being like, watch out for this girl. Like,
there is a rumor because she knows all of the rich men in Chicago that Brittany may be an escort.
Oh.
Even if this was true, even if she was in relationships with wealthy men in Chicago, that is none of your business, and we do not shame sex workers. It's 2021. Ta-ta now.
Let's go.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay.
Hear me?
Okay, come on, come on.
The best part of the episode, in my humble opinion, was the fact that Matt James gave the only one-on-one of the evening to one of the newbies, and that was my girl, Michelle. Michelle is a teacher from Minnesota, and she is a dream. She's too precious for the show. He's in love with her. America's in love with her. She's my winner. Let's wrap up the episode with another group date, shall we? A dream group date for a bunch of angry women who have been stuck inside for what seems like an eternity. And that, my friends, is boxing. That's right. The cavemen producers threw the ladies in the ring together, and it went, well, it went.
All right, so done. Throw in the towel.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
The fight.
That's it.
I had to call the fight. It was getting dangerous. And that's not what we were going for today. We're in there to have fun, but the fact that they were so willing to get in there and put their skills on the line for love says a lot.
What did you think was going to happen? The uppercuts weren't the worst part of the date, though. There was more bullying, and when there's grown women being mean, there's Katie to the rescue. And I'm usually not one for snitching. But Matt had to know.
And there's some pretty bad rumors that are starting about the new girls that literally could ruin their lives. Not even exaggerating. So I just figured tomorrow everyone's together in one room. You could address it. And coming from you, I think it would just mean a lot more to them.
I hear it. And that's something that I'll never stand for. And I'm going to address tomorrow.
Yeah.
So next week, will Matt finally send these bullies packing? Will he just marry Michelle already? Will he stop kissing with his eyes open? All of these will be answered. I'm going to go take a nap. Okay, love you. Bye.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay,
hear me?
Okay. Come on, come on.
What did that come from?
It's from Ted.
How have we not been using that Ted clip?
I don't know.
Dan,
do we even radio? You
should, as soon as I was watching last night and I saw Victoria, I was like, she better never show her face in Quincy. And I was like,
she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
And don't yeah, get know. Her started. A supermarket joke.
Don't show your face, quiz.
Annie's obsessed.
Eva.
Eva.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay,
hear
okay.
Me?
Come on, come on.
Thank you, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.